Okay, story of Cain and Hevel. Adam yada es chave ishto. Vatara vatelet es Cain. Vatomer konish si ish es Hashem. What does that mean, konish si ish es Hashem? So, Im Hashem. So, Rashi says one thing, the Ramban says another thing. Rashi says, when a child is born, you know, it's an amazing phenomenon. When Adam was created, Kosh Baruch Hu gave him a neshama. Ha'yipach ba'afam nishmasu achayim. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave human beings an incredible koach. That, I understand, when a male dog and a female dog get together, they produce another dog. They're two physical beings, do something physically as a physical product. When two human beings get together to produce a child, they also do something physically. But then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu guarantees them that he's going to give it a neshama. And he's saying Sheva Brachas. Yotzer Sa'odim B'Tzalmo, he created Adam Arishim B'Tzelem Elokim V'Tzelem D'mus Tavlitzo Hiskin Lo Mimenu Binyan Adayad. He gave him the capacity to produce a child, and he guaranteed him that he would supply the neshama when this child is born. So when a child is born, Rashi says, Shut from Imra Kodesh Baruch Hu Shibara Osi Vesishima, he created me and my husband, he created us. We are shutfim anu imo. We are shutfim with him. Now, Ramban says something else. It's Hashem. V'li nira, anochli. Shaben azay yakin yali kinilashem. They understood the purpose that a human being was created for was to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he put them into Gan Eden, which is the ideal place for that. But they couldn't live up to the demands. But that didn't change what their essential purpose in this world is. But what's going to be when they die? So Ramban says, "Shom Rab Ben Azayili Tinyal Hashem Kashen Nomus Yebim Komenu Laav Odesboro." He will continue that purpose of the world. But the purpose of the world is to have human beings who serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. They brought a korban. and they got into a fight. And they got into a fight. And he killed him. So, what was the fight about? First of all. So, there are three ideas in the Medrash. Idea number one, Medrash asks a question. You have two people, you have an entire planet Earth to divide between the two of them. So what are you fighting about? So what Medrash says, and Rashi and Ramban talk about it, that its pasuk says, "Es och," says like this, "Vatelet es Kayin." What's es Kayin? And when Kayin was born, the question: if he's going to continue anything, there has to be a female there. So he had a twin sister. Vatelet es ochiv es Hevel, and Hevel was born with two twin sisters, two triplets, two sisters. So there are two men and three women. So what were they fighting about? Who's going to get the extra wife? Number one part. One man dharma. Other man dharma said no. They were trying to figure out how they're going to divide the whole world between themselves. So they decided Kayin gets the karka, and Hevel gets all the metalflum of the world. So, it's a good division. So, what does Kayin tell Hevel? Get off my karka. It belongs to me. Hevel says, okay, you have the karka, but I have everything else. Don't use my metalflum. What about money? And our third mandama. Okay. We'll split all of planet Earth between the two of us. But whose chedek is the Beis HaMikdash going to be? There are three things people fight about. Fight about their tithes, their women, they fight about money, and they fight about religion, Torah, etc. Medrash is saying that why do people fight? People fight because even if you have the entire world to divide between two people, people want to control everything. That which destroys human beings is the desire to control everything. That destroyed all the Marishim. We call it Zagano Chotochum. It destroyed Haman. Haman had everyone in 127 provinces bound down to him. One Jew didn't, destroyed him. And people are never satisfied with what they have. You can half the world, you're not satisfied. And what does that lead to? That leads to Machlokas. And even in Torah, unfortunately, is my focus. But the Medrash then asks another question. Who taught Kayin to such a thing called Misa? We never see death before. Well, there were two deaths that he had he had witnessed. Where did they learn the concept of death from? They learned it from Adam Rishon. What does Adam Rishon say? What does the Medrash say? What does the Gemara say? That one. Adam Rishon was created. He brought a korban and harabayas. He shechted a calf. And That's why Hevel could shecht Ratzon. He saw there's such a concept of death, such a concept of shechita, and he learned it. But I'm telling you, it's a very frightening thing. And people very often take certain aspects of Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they twist it and they turn it into the most obnoxious type of behavior. Shem Shemayim. There's a famous medrash. Famous medrash is Shmuel Hanavi's parents. So, for his father, two wives, Chana and Penina. Penina had seven children, and Chana had none. V'chiyas tatsoroso gam tsar, babo harima. And Penina would make Chana's life miserable. And it said, no, why did she do it? She did it with Shem Shemayim, officially. So Chana should daven harder to have a child. And she tortured her, made fun of her that she didn't have any children. Famous question. Kotzka asked the question, from where do we know that, how did Chazal know she was a Shem Shemayim? And he answered, certain types of achzorius are only possible if you're a Shem Shemayim, because you justify it. All sorts of Hashem Shemayim. But even though she justified everything in Hashem Shemayim, what does the Pasuk say? Ad she'akori yoldo shiva rabos bonam umlolo. Chana had, it began that Penina had seven children, and Chana had not. Chana gave birth to seven children. And every time one of her children was born, one of Penina's children died. What do the Mefarshim Medrash learn from this? You can be as much the Shem Shemayim as you want. But the moment you use our Shem Shemayim to violate Midas Tovus, cause some tsar, you get seriously punished for that. First of all, because you violated Midas Tovus. Number two, using Torah as a justification for Midas Ra'os makes those Midas Ra'os even worse. Rambam writes very interesting things. So, two different Rambams. Rambam writes Peretz Hilchos Tshuva, a very interesting thing. It says, we find all the psukim talking about Tzchar Bolam Hazeh. You keep mitzvahs, Sati Gishmechem Be'itom, etc. Doesn't talk about Olam Haba. So he says, Rambam says, who zolcha to Olam Haba. To be zolcha to Olam Haba, besides mitzvahs, you need two other things. Number one, midos tovos. Number two, zchus limud Torah. If you don't have midos tovos, zchus limud Torah, and you have a zchus of a lot of mitzvahs, Shbuch is going to reward you, but you're not going to have to go Olam Haba. Rambam writes in Hagdoma, Tversh Rishnayis, and Chelek, It says, "Who's Einam Chelik Lolam Haba?" It gives all sorts of unbelievable averis. You lose your own Haba. Then Rabbi mounts. But there's certain averis in people's minds aren't serious. You still lose your own Haba for it. Those are various men on the Chavera. Malbim, Pnei Chavera, Barabim, and the like. Why not? Says, because if you don't have Midas Tovos, your Neshoma just doesn't belong in Olam Haba. You just don't belong there. Torah, Mitzvah is supposed to impact your Neshoma to make you a different person. If it doesn't, you just don't belong there. That's why the onesh, using Torah, using L'shem Shemayim for Midas Ra'os, and L'chelek L'mava. That's why Penina suffered even in Olam Hazeh. She used this, her justification, L'shem Shemayim, to cause unbelievable tzar to Chana. Ad sha'akari yodo shiva rabos bonum hulala. So, Vayomer Hashem el Kayin, they begin fighting. Kayin gets upset. He says, "Listen, your yetzer hara meant you didn't want to give up your money to show gratitude towards HaKadosh Baruch. In general, your yetzer hara is a reality. You can't control it. Now, what does that mean, you can't control it? There's such a thing called Kriya Chofshis. Kriya Chofshis is, Ram says, Yisod Mi Yisodos. Pasuk says, V'charta V'chayim. Ram says, every person has Kriya Chofshis. But, what does that mean? Kriya Chofshis. Rabbi Yonah says, "The Chor Chofshes want to tarry agmitzas." What does that mean? Rabbi Yonah explains. Most people go through life being pushed by psychological pushes, it's a horror pushes, social pressures, everything. They never take their life in their hand and control their life. They allow themselves to be pushed. What is the mitzvah? Take your life in your hand. The Rambam says a very interesting thing in Hilchos Tshuva. Let's say there's such a thing called Bechira Chofshis. But let's say you have a drug addict. I'm an addict. I can't control myself. Does he have Bechira Chofshis? The answer is yes. What does that mean? It means, Rambam says, Chofshis means you choose a certain path of derech. Doesn't mean at each point I'm in total control of myself to choose exactly what I will do at that point. I choose a certain path, and I know where it's going to lead me at the end. That's what Chofshis is all about. So what is an addict? Let's say an addict for all the things people get addicted. What is his Bechira Chofshis? To take his life in his hands and use all the techniques of detoxification from his addiction. Doesn't mean today he can stop. It takes a while. But you're choosing a path. You're getting your life under control. Halom Tetiv says, Vim lo seti, Vim lo teitiv avdoch, Vim adin chatoch. Kadosh Baruch Hu will collect from you, whether in this world or the next world. And you have a natural pull to your Yetzirah. You can always control it. Kainel and he killed Hevel. Vomer Shemel Kayin, Ei Hevel Ochicha. Where is Hevel? So Rashi says, the Kanesim of Bidivay Nachas. He wanted to give him an opportunity to do tshuva. I don't know. Smashi says, Kigone Bdata El Yona. He wanted to fool HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Listen. Kayin understood very well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went. Kayin was born in Gan Eden. Kayin and Hevel were born in Gan Eden. They knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu created their parents. They knew everything that happened until that point. So, what does it mean, Gonev Da'aselya? When a person is sometimes confronted with what he does, he can come up with the craziest things to justify himself and forget and to not face reality. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give him, say, I take responsibility. Lo yadati. So what does the HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? Lo yadati. Ma'asi. So what did you do? Called me Ochicha Tzorkam Alayim and Adama. And he then gives him a punishment. And he says, Oratum in Adama Shepotz's appeal. He says, gave him two punishments. He had given a punishment to Adam and Rishon that Mitzavon Tochalena, Aru Adama, the land is cursed. Chaim bought another level, a different type of a baby to the world. Adam Rishon was Ben Adam Lamakam. Kayin was Ben Adam Lachavero. Whole different level of rot to the world. And it means life will be even more difficult. Not the not Tia Baritz. You're going to wander the world. But, and what does Ayom Kayin El Hashem go to Avoni Minasa? Okay, what does that mean? So, says Ibn Ezra, Upevi Shaldats Kol Hamaforshim Shehoda Cheto Vidoy and Shuva. And it's a Medrash. Medrash says like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and what does he tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Gerar Shosi Hayom Me'alpnei Adama. Says, I have no permanent place. I have and you've not allowed me access to you anymore. That means you're not going to listen to my tefillahs. You've totally rejected me. Once I have no permanent place to be, I'm totally rejected by Kadosh Baruch Hu. So I'm a victim to whatever is going to happen. Vayom lo Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, Lochin kalorei kayin. Enough. Vayosam Hashem lekayin os vilti hakos oso komos. Kadosh Baruch Hu guaranteed him people wouldn't kill him. Animals won't kill him. Okay. Vayetzik Kayim Lufna Hashem Vayetzik Beretz Nod Kidmas Eden. Says Rashi. Vayetzik Kol HaGolim Nodim Shama. He went to a place that he did have a place. Eretz Nod. So, Medrash asks a question, a very simple question, that and tells us a story. After this happened, Adam bumped into Cain. And he asked Cain, Kadosh Baruch Hu reduced your onesh and made it tolerable. Why didn't he reduce my onesh and make it tolerable? And Cain answered, have Adam Rishon, Asisi Chodesi V'Asisi Tshuva. I confronted what I did, and I did tshuva for what I did. Adam, you never confronted what you did, never did tshuva what you did, you just blamed Chava, and Chava blamed the Nachash. What is all this telling us? It tells us a very simple thing. A person is in control of his life. When are you in control of your life? When can you confront it realistically and take control of your life? Then you're in total control. And when you can't admit it and you turn it upside down, so then you have to suffer unbelievable consequences because it keeps going and going. It doesn't stop. It begins with what? I'm going to broke old Cain when he rejected his carbon. You're in control of your life. Yeah, you may have a push in one direction, but you can control it and do whatever you want with your life. And the Pasuk says, call the Me'achicha. So Rashi says, Domo v'dam zaro. What does that mean? Cain didn't kill one person. He killed Hevel, killed his children, and his grandchildren, and all the children that never came out. When a person is rewarded or punished in the Olam Emes by a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't only look at what he did, looks at all the consequences of what he did. And that goes into a person's cheshbon and shemayim. All the consequences of what a person did. What? Poor success by the Egla Rufa. Kapala Am Chisol Shepodisa Hashem. Shepadisa Hashem. What does that mean? Shepadisa says, and the Sifri says, Melamed Shafilu Yotzim Mitzrayim Tzrichim Kapar. Even my great grandfather, 3,500 years ago, still needs Kapara today. What happened now that my great grandfather 3,500 years ago needs kapara? Because he had a hashpah of the tovah l'ra'an, some of it a hashpah of the tovah l'ra'an, and it keeps going. And anything that's a consequence of what he did 3,500 years ago, bein l'tov by the ra'an, gets added to his cheshbon every year. A person is responsible not only for what he does, for all the consequences of what he does. And when a person has to take his life in his hands and make his life decisions, it's not only about the specific action you do, that's not a long-term view. And so that's why Hevel, not only Hevel died, children and grandchildren, etc. They never had a chance to be created. Take that, that's all part of his cheshbon. The idea of a yard site. The idea of a yard site is based on a medrash. And the Medrash basically tells the story of Rabbi Akiva, Omer Yehoshua Rabba, but it's personally it was over children, how they act and behave as a result of his hashbana. That's Kovei L'Doros. Kovei everything L'Doros. And that is and he had a child and then tells us the stories of his descendants, descendants, etc. That and that in Mitzvah Shemblin that will continue on.